Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Okay, Karen.
Okay, Karen.
So today we're going to do a quick book review on a book that Betsy and I read in a book club. We did start a book club. If y'all want to join, let us know and we'll add you. We do the book club over Marco Polo, and we have different people that come in and out each month, depending on what book we choose. So this was actually my choice. Let me explain. It was my choice because I've had this book on my bookshelf for a long time. And it is called Luckiest Girl Alive by Jessica Knoll. And I thought it was it sounds good, doesn't it? Luckiest Girl Alive.
It does. And I have to say that we were debating between two or three different books, and Angela, us two and our friend that started, three of us started together the book club, Angela read the back cover to us of three different books she was choosing between, and we said that was one of them. Like, oh, that one sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Let me quickly read the back cover to y'all. As a teenager at the prestigious Bradley School, Ani Finelli endured a shocking public humiliation that left her desperate to reinvent herself. Now, with a glamorous job, expensive wardrobe, and a handsome blue-blooded fiancé, she is this close to living the perfect life she's worked so hard to achieve. But Ani has a secret. There's something else buried in her past, something painful and private that threatens to bubble to the surface and ruin everything. With a singular voice and twist you won't see coming, Luckiest Girl Alive introduces a heroine whose cutthroat ambition has protected a scandalous truth and a heart that's much bigger than it appears. The question remains, will breaking her silence destroy all that she's worked for, or will it at long last set Ani free? So doesn't that sound good?
It sounds really good. And I'm even more disappointed now after you reread that to us, because...
Well, I was just about to say that line, a heart that's much bigger than it appears. Mm-hmm. Did you get that out of the book? Because I did.
No. So it goes back and forth between present day and what it was from, like, what, seventh, eighth grade through high school.
When she was a teenager, yes.
And she's starting, like they said, a new school that's very uppity and whatever. And she doesn't really fit in, and that's fine. And I mean, it goes through, that's normal high school stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there, when it says an embarrassing thing, I think it's when they took her gym shorts. Is that what they're talking about?
No.
Oh, they're talking about the, like, abuse at the party, or like,
yeah,
the boys,
what I think. The secret's the abuse.
But it says she suffers an embarrassing thing at school.
Well, what happened at the party starts into motion
friends group. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway,
yes,
she has some of those traumas, and, you know, she's dealing with them and figuring out who she is. She does not have support from her mom and
her dad.
From
her mom or
her
father.
Mom is like,
her mom just wants this social status, and her dad didn't even want a kid. So he wants nothing to do with her.
So
basically,
it's just kind of every chapter you're reading, that's her past that they're, you know, it's every other, the past and then the present. But the present isn't very great either. She's kind of a very surface career driven person. And there's nothing wrong with being career driven, but she's very superficial about everything.
She is extremely, like,
clothes,
she
bags, her wedding plans. Yes. It is just, I have to have this and I have to have this and I have to have this. And
I have
very
to look
much
this
what
way,
people
and I
think
have to
of
act
her
this way. And she is never herself except to one friend that, for some reason, the one friend sued a company over some harassment and has plenty of money. So the one friend is like, whatever, you just need to be yourself. But she is never herself.
Even with her fiance.
Yes. And I'll tell you, I know y'all did not like her at all, the people in the book club, but I felt extremely bad for her because of that. She couldn't even express when she got home. Remember, she was like, oh, like, she would eat like regular food, but in front of the fiance, she'd only eat salads or certain, you know, just certain types of food. She couldn't be herself ever.
As the book progresses, I felt more and more sad, like sorry for her, yeah. because you saw more of her upbringing and more of her, you know, high school experience, not only high school experience, but like the fact that she had no one that was like a really great support system. And then it's like, oh, there's one of her teachers who seems like he's going to be a really good support. And then no, he's not. And then she seems like she has a really good friend. And then it turns out he's not really a good friend either. And it's like, man, she just really has a rocky, rocky childhood. That's really not great.
Some things that happen. It's just one, to me, one surprise, like, yes. I did not see this happening. And then later, a huge surprise. And I don't think we should tell it. Okay, that's Betsy's dog. That's making all the noise. I just want to say, right?
Yes, it is. So okay. I don't think we need to tell
but
it.
But I don't think we need to tell
you
it.
You may
yeah.
be interested in this book because it does keep you on your toes. Like,
yeah.
you want to keep reading. Once you get, I would say, a quarter to halfway through, we had several people in the book club that are like, I just read ahead and I finished it last night.
Yeah.
Like, they just read until 3 a.m. because they wanted to finish it. So it does keep that page-turning quality to it. I was disappointed at the end because I was waiting for her to have kind of a revelation and become a better person. Mm-hmm. And I really mm-hmm. felt at the end it was more of like, I'm seeking revenge and now I got it. But she doesn't seem to have grown at all or been healed at all these bad things. So I'm like, but are you happier? Like, I mean, she has revenge, but she seems just the same. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry for her. It doesn't seem like her life is any better now.
No, it doesn't. And she kind of learned a little bit of herself and mm-hmm. showed a tad of herself, but still it wasn't like growth. It was just finally kind of showing people what she's kind of held in for so long.
Yeah.
And y'all, this book shocked me with some of the stuff that she went through. And it's some parts are really hard to read. And if you know what if you can read between the lines, it was kind of difficult. And actually two people in our book club they said, no, I'm not reading this anymore. You know, they just stopped reading the book. And I understand because it was hard to read in certain
parts.
She
is also kind of like, there's things, and I don't know if it's the author does this for all of her books or if it's just this character, but there's a lot of things that she thinks and then she says that are kind of crude. And it's almost like for shock value. Like they throw in kind of like weird, not super weird, but just sexual things that are like, what does that have to do with anything?
And it makes no sense. No.
Yeah. It's just like, boom, we just throw this in about her and her fiance. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. What? And it's not like going into detail about whatever happened between them or like, it's not 50 Shades of Grey, but it's just mentioning random things. And you're like, okay, that was kind of oddly placed. So I don't know if that's just kind of trying to get more readers or if that was just this girl, Ani's character that she was writing. Ani as that way, because I haven't read any other books by this author.
I was just about to say, I've never read any books, and I'll be honest, there's so many other books I want to read, I probably won't read any more of her books.
No, because right now it's because of this. Although it was, like I said, it was a page turner. So that's our summary of Luckiest Girl Alive by, who's the author?
Jessica Knoll.
And she does have a couple other good ones.
At the very top, it says, in quotes from People Magazine, the perfect page turner. Now, rate this book out of
that I like better.
Out of like 5, what would you rate this book? A 1? See, I would say 1.5 to 2.
I really have to get behind the characters.
Yeah.
If I don't like the main character, it's hard for me to root for them. And then the whole book, I was waiting for her to get better, waiting for her. And at the end, I was kind of like, eh. So
now
that was disappointing.
This,
it was for sure a page turner, though.
Oh yeah, because we finished this book in like 2 weeks. It was insane.
It was really fast. Yeah, we usually have a month for our book club.
Yeah, and this book was done so quick because people just stayed up and read it forever.
So that's a book review. If you have read other books, this book or other books by Jessica Knowles, then please comment below and let us know what you thought, because we, you know, may change our mind and read another book by her if it's completely different. So, and if you love this book, please tell us why, because we're very curious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would love to know why.
All right. Well, that's our 10-minute book review. If you were interested in Luckiest Girl Alive by Jessica Knowles, I hope you enjoyed it and let us know what you're reading these days. And maybe we'll put it on our list for our book club.
Okay, bye. Have a good day. Bye.